You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Foundation North has awarded Auckland City Mission a $10 million grant to assist with the funding of a multi-million dollar project the mission is set to embark on to develop its infrastructure. Reporter Ruben McLaren began by speaking with Foundation North Chief Executive Jennifer Gills to find out a little bit more about the foundation and the grant.
So this is Foundation North's largest single grant. What stood out about Auckland City Mission and their project to justify such an amount?
Well, it's very interesting because I think that there's been a rising awareness across our region of homelessness, which is just the tip of an iceberg around a really complex issue about housing affordability and housing access. And as a philanthropic funder in our region, we felt that actually the City Mission proposal was one that enabled us to partner with them to address the deeply entrenched problem that the most marginalised members of our society face. So it just felt like this is an organisation with an over 100-year history and, you know, an enormous credibility in the sector in terms of the services that they offer to people in desperate situations, and everything stacked up.
And will Auckland City Mission be able to reapply for future funding from the foundation?
They will. We have a long-standing relationship with them and we really understand the importance of their services. So we expect them to raise the rest of the capital without coming back to us. But we absolutely understand the importance of their ongoing service delivery.
And is that quite notable that they can reapply after such a large grant?
Yes, it is, although it's not the first time that we've done it, because we do in our funding separate capital projects from service delivery.
Right, yeah. So if they reapply, it'll be for service costs,
yep,
as opposed to for the ongoing
building. We expect them to raise the rest of the money, and we have a lot of confidence that we will. We wouldn't have funded at this level into the building if we didn't think that it was a sound proposition with a good business case and very likely to go ahead.
And can you tell me about Foundation North in general and how it came to be?
Okay, so next year is our 30th anniversary. So we were actually formed in 1988 out of the sale of the then Auckland Savings Bank. There was a move across New Zealand to look at the 12 trustee savings banks. So the trustee savings banks were established in the late 1800s by some of the first settlers of Auckland and other major cities. And it's basically as part of a huge reorganisation that went on of New Zealand sort of society and economics under the leadership of David Longy and Sir Roger Douglas. The trustee savings banks were looked at. They were considered to pose a number of risks, and so the government proposed that they were sold. And 30 years ago passed a bill called the Trustee Savings Bank Restructuring Act, which basically set up 12 charitable trusts as the owners of the banks. So ASB was sold to the Commonwealth Bank of Australia over two sort of sales periods. Interestingly, TSB is still owned by their community trust, and the other 10 trustee savings banks were sold to Westpac. So we're basically an endowment that we have been building over the past 30 years from the proceeds of the sale of the bank, and our endowment now sits at over $1 billion.
Yeah, that's certainly a lot of money. How much did Foundation North start with?
Well, the first sale of the bank was around $300 million, and the second sale was an equivalent amount. So there were sort of two tranches of shares sold in the first 10 years of our operation.
Right. And going back to City Mission, how does an organisation like City Mission apply for funding from Foundation North?
Okay, so Foundation North, in order to apply to us, you have to be a recognised charitable entity or incorporated society. But for somebody like the City Mission, who have been offering services to Auckland for over 100 years, they've been applying to us probably annually since 1988. So, you know, we have a long-standing relationship with them, and they to date have been an annual applicant for grants towards operating costs, towards program costs. They also act as a distributor to other smaller food banks. So other organisations that wish to apply to us need to have the appropriate charitable status. Depending on how much money you're applying for, we have various requirements around things like audited annual accounts. And basically, I mean, if anybody wants to apply to us, the best thing to do is to call the office and ask to speak to someone in the funding team, because they can give you a really good sense of, you know, what your organisation's eligible to apply for, how much you might think about applying for, particularly if you're new grant applicant, what the kind of conditions are that we would expect on a grant.
And does Foundation North have an ethical investment guidelines
at all? We do. So recently we looked at the New Zealand Super Fund and followed in their footsteps. So we do now have an ESG policy, which is also very clearly stated on our website.
So what's an ESG policy?
So an ESG is basically a policy that states where we will be making our investments and what are the things that we exclude.
And
For example, armaments is one of our exclusions. Tobacco is another.
Right. What about the fossil fuels industry?
Fossil fuels industry is something that is under debate in the philanthropic sector. It's not something that we've excluded at present, but it's certainly something that a lot of us are debating.
Right, yep. And what other grants have been given to notable projects or organisations recently?
Recently. So over the Foundation's history, if you look at most of the significant cultural and sporting institutions in the region in terms of buildings, you'll find the footprint of Foundation North or ASB Community Trust as we were. So the museum, the art gallery, Eden Park, the Vodafone Event Centre in South Auckland, the North Shore Event Centre, you know, there's a myriad of sort of sporting and cultural facilities. The new Waterfront Theatre would be one of our larger and more recent capital project grants. The Waitangi Museum up north, the Hundertwasser Gallery Project in Northland. So, you know, our capital projects are spread across the region. And then in addition to that, we do around 750 to 800 grants across the region for everything from relatively small upgrades to a kohanga reo who might be wanting to put a shade sail over their playground, to multi-year operating cost grants, to ACTIV, which is the coordinating body for the various sports trusts across the region, or to the Auckland Philharmonia Orchestra, Coast Guard, Surf Life Saving. You know, so we do have a very broad mandate across the region.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.